April is Stress Awareness Month, and coping with COVID-19 has produced a great deal of stress for many of us over the past year. OSF healthcare psychotherapist Bernice Gordon-Young tells reporter Joe Deacon just how much she's seen stress issues increase during the pandemic.
I would say it's doubled, at least. And the biggest increase has been in children.
How so? What are we seeing with children, and why are they experiencing increased stress?
Right. So with our children, they have the stress of trying to navigate remote learning, not being able to socialize with their peers, having the pressure of expectations from their parents, from the teachers, you know, and just family dynamics of what's going on at home, or not being able to have an environment that is conducive to learning.
With adults, too, so much has happened over the past year that is very stressful. Stress has always been a concern, but what about the past year has made it worse?
Well, it's unprecedented. Pandemic fatigue is a real thing. Pandemic fatigue is something that we did not foresee. It has accumulated. We've been wearing masks for over a year. And just the pressure that adults are experiencing in terms of financial challenges, just that stress alone, which consists of work, family, school, finances, that on an average day can be challenging. But when you throw in losing your job, you throw in trying to accommodate additional supplies that are needed, just some basic functions have really thrown lots of people off in trying to maintain family status and their own, you know, sanity, if you will.
What kind of health issues or other problems can develop from elevated or excessive stress?
Heart disease, high blood pressure, insomnia, which can contribute to other factors. We know that the brain shrinks when there is extreme stress. We also know, because I want to note this, that stress can be a positive thing as well. Stress is that thing that makes you want to get up and go. It's the thing that makes you want to complete the task because there's a deadline attached to it, or there's a consequence attached to it. We just can't overindulge or allow ourselves to overindulge in unnecessary stress.
So how can people recognize the difference between positive stress and stress that is problematic?
So positive stress would be, you know, let's just say you have work deadlines and you're using that energy, that adrenaline, that rush to complete that deadline, even when you don't feel like it, because there's a consequence attached to it. You don't want to always function that way, but it does help with completing tasks. A negative stressor, you know, are things that cause irritability. You're angry. You are not taking care of yourself. Feeling symptoms of depression, avoidance, withdrawal, eating too much, not eating enough, not taking care of yourself. Those are signs that you're experiencing negative stress.
What are some steps people can take to alleviate or minimize their negative stress? What recommendations would you offer?
I'd recommend eating well, sleeping well, doing things that are fun. You know, unplug and just, in the meantime, finding creative ways to relax, to meditate, and to ask for help. Like, that's huge. Asking for help when everything that you're trying isn't reducing your level of stress.
That's OSF's Bernice Gordon-Young talking to reporter Joe Deacon. To hear their full conversation, go to WCBU.org.